So I want to welcome everybody to the July teleconference. And we just came back from Dallas. For those of you who weren't able to join us, but some of you who came in and said hello are wonderful voices from the past weekend. We had a beautiful community summer retreat. And so now we are welcoming all of you who were there or not there. And we're excited about tonight because I think it's going to be a topic that everyone will just really be excited about. And I also know how much time and work Bill has put into this one. So I think it's going to be very special. And the topic tonight is being your body. Okay, Bill.
Oh, thank you so much, Donna. See, I bet you just thought, what? Being your body? That is terrific.
Listen, honey, I'm really excited
about this topic. What I'd love you to do all now, if you would, is mute your phones, and I'll do the same with mine. So if you would press *6 so that if you have background music going on or background activity, that it won't anyone else. And I have just muted mine, so maybe Donna or Eleanor, you could try to say something right now, Eleanor, if you could. Oh, good. And the fact that I'm not hearing it means that we have once again been an absolute technological success.
Bill, before you start, I want to check, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you fine.
Okay, fine. Then I'll let you know if you fade.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. I hope that's not, if I fade, I hope it's not a sign of my personality fading. But that would be a terrible thing, you know. It might be, don't even go there. So, as you know, when I open up to just being present to and getting clear about what's here to be talked about for these Tuesday evening teleconferences, I do it simply by just being in a very, very receptive place, and I just let life speak to me, and I let your heart, your soul speak to me. And then we just co-create together whatever the topic is. So I was just tickled, actually, when the word body came to me. And the topic, being your body, just jumped into my mind. And once I got past my little chuckles, I started opening to getting pretty clear about what is this interesting topic about and why are we having it here. You know, in many meditative traditions, we hear the words, I am not the body, or I am not my body. And the purpose, of course, of this saying is to help us identify not primarily with the physical human form, but to identify with our spirit or our divine nature. And that's an absolutely beautiful thing, especially from a meditative point of view, just to transcend, in a sense, all the way into that beautiful ultimate state of being. And yet an unintended side effect of this approach isn't always, but could be, to have us devalue our bodies or to assign them, let's say, a place of lesser respect, or even to separate ourselves experientially from this, this remarkable, beautiful, beautiful thing called our body. Also, I think in many spiritual circles, we spend a lot of time pursuing what we could call matters of the spirit and not as much time celebrating the matters of the human, material, earthy, physical, for example, our bodies. The irony, again unintended, I presume, is that our bodies sometimes just don't get really good press. You know, in truth, as we know from modern physics, our bodies are absolutely at least 99% light or spiritual. And so there really is no difference between our bodies and our spirit, except, of course, in our perception or our interpretation. And, of course, we've separated spirit out or the divine out into various expressions so that we can experience God from so many different ways. And I would love to dedicate tonight to that experience of the divine that we call our bodies. So how about if this evening we just hang out with our bodies, our physical, atomic, cellular, organic, biological cells. And let's see if we can find in our physiological nature what calls to be celebrated, to be honored, even to be embraced. Let's see if we can find the divine right here in your body, find the infinite in your finite, find the spirit in your matter. You know what? I think we just might be able to do it together. So let's take a minute and look at the question, what is this thing called your body? You know, it has a lot of descriptions. It can be viewed and experienced from so many different angles. And tonight, as I just sat with how I felt like our souls wanted me to describe it, I came up with the thought of describing it through the eyes of light, since the body is mostly light, and through the eyes of love, since the body really holds love and expresses love and is love so strongly. So first, let's look at this body of yours through your eyes. Like right now, when you look at your body or any part of your body in the mirror, oh no, you're saying not look at my body in the mirror, please. What do you see? Some people, right off the bat, notice their imperfections. They notice, for example, some extra weight that perhaps doesn't correspond to their ideal picture of what their weight should be. And others might look at their body as like a functional machine, like a workhorse, you know, with the assumption that the body is the physical machinery to help us accomplish our ever so important daily tasks. Sort of like, you know, a real great front-end loader that helps us move things around in our lives. I thought that was cute, that front-end loader thing. And still others might see their bodies as a primarily sexual expression and tend to notice those facets of the body, such as shape, sexual organs, etc., that express our sexuality. I've discovered that many of us have a really hard time relating strongly to our body because we unconsciously relate deeper feelings of guilt or shame to the body. And for whatever reason, we often take any shame we have, any fears we have, any angers we have, any guilt we have, and in whatever way we don't feel good about that, we assign that, with no good reason, I don't think, to the body. And so we tend to feel ashamed of our bodies. So, question, what do you see, like right now, when you look at your body, or as you're thinking about your body right now, what's the first thought that appears in your mind? And while you're pondering that and listening to some of the thoughts that come up, I'd ask you not to be too harsh with yourself if they're not the world's greatest. You know, if you're not thinking, oh, my body is the most beautiful, gorgeous thing in the world, I will invite you not to get too judgmental about yourself because of that. But while you're pondering it, hanging out with that, I'd like to share with you some thoughts about your body and my body and our body. And in truth, I have two big fat thoughts to share. One is this, and I even wrote it down. Your body is both a temple of God and is the divine itself. Wow, I'd like to repeat that. Your body is both a temple of God and is the divine itself. Let's look at the temple first. We often hear our body referred to as a temple of the divine. And to me, that means that if we look into the deeper realms of the body, the deeper meanings of the body, the deeper essence of the body, what do we find? We find God. We all know and we've heard and we believe that our nature is divine. And that includes our physical nature, our organic nature. So just to ask a question, what would it be like for you if you treated your body like a true sacred site? You know, we're really excited because in about a year and a half, we're going to go to our first sacred sites tour. We're going to reinitiate the sacred sites trips again. And we'll be going to Thailand for that reinitiation. But what would happen if you treated your body like a sacred site, like a temple or a sanctuary or a mosque or one of those places around the world where all the ley lines come together and where the divine hits the human and where you can feel the sacredness of life? for me, if I were doing that, I think I would treat it with huge respect and love, it, the body. I would treat it with real love and devotion, perhaps with a sense of adoration and the deepest possible celebration. I think I'd listen to my body's divine musings. I'd listen and feel for its sacred chants. I'd feel into its loving heartbeat. I'd find its inner liturgical rituals. And I'd do all of that with great attention because this is a sacred site. God lives here. I think also I'd see God's hand in every illness that I have. I'd see the divine at work in every symptom that my body displays. I would hear the sacred invitation in every bodily event, and I'd listen very closely because in this temple, God is speaking. Now, let's just take that the next step, because I didn't just say, gee, your body is a temple of God. I said it's really the divine itself. It really is God. So, I think of Native people's traditions, wherein Mother Earth is seen as the direct expression of God, where when they treat, oh, for example, a coyote or a fox with great respect, it's because they recognize that that animal is God. I want to tell you this this really neat story. Back in the early 1970s, I was hanging out as a psychologist in a university counseling center and teaching some courses there too. But one of the things in this, the last few years of the Vietnam War era is I was able to spend time with a number of young men who came to talk to me very seriously about whether they could apply for conscientious objector status because the war was going on. And this one young man came to me. I knew him because he was in a couple of counseling groups that I was running. And he came to me, and it was just time for him. I think he was a junior in college, and it was time for him to get really, really clear what he was going to do once he graduated in relation to this war. And I remember talking to him and listening to him and being so impressed by him because where he lived in life was with the huge, huge respect for life as it lived in every living form. I remember when he walked down a sidewalk, if he saw a little ant, he would purposely step over it because with great respect for life, he didn't want to kill that ant. And he looked at trees and he saw the divine in trees, and when he thought about killing another human being, for example, in war or not in war, it just is his whole body just even one time started to shake. He just couldn't stand the thought of it. And I remember I went way out of my way to help this person in relation to the Selective Service Board get his conscientious objector status, and he was granted that. And he was most happy, not because he wanted to avoid military service, because, as you know, conscientious objectors do get drafted and they do serve. They just are not put in combat. But because he could serve his country without putting into jeopardy the life of any living form. I remember even him saying just the very thought of dropping napalm on a jungle or a forest and killing off the trees was to him as sacred as killing another human being. So I was so impressed with him because he saw God in every expression of life. So do you see your body as God or as the goddess? Do you see, for example, your body's perfection just like you would see the perfection of God? Do you find yourself honoring your body's earthiness and its earthy divine qualities? Do you hear yourself listening to your body for its wisdom? Do you seek its advice just like you would seek the advice of your soul? And just like you meditate, perhaps on a regular basis, as a way of just aligning with your soul, with your spirit, with the divine, do you do that Same thing with your body. Spend a little time here and there aligning with that body and the divinity therein. Do you love your body in the same measure as you love God? Well, those are neat questions. And they're not meant for you to have any final answer right now, but they're meant to invite each and every one of us to this remarkable thing called the body, this temple of the divine, and this absolute living divinity. So I said up front I had two thoughts to share with you. The second one is this: your body is a loving, living, breathing, embracing, blessing phenomenon. Your body is alive, and every bit of life lives in this body, lives through this body. Every facet of life, rhythmically and vibrationally, is singing its song in you, through you, and to you. Every facet of life, all the way from the universe to the depths of the earth, everything that lives anywhere and everywhere is in a fine-tuned vibrational pattern resonating its truth to you. Yes, your body carries the aliveness of life. And in experiencing your body fully, you experience all life fully. Life's creative juices, life's power, life's life force, life's vitality, life's beauty, it's all right here in you right now. And specifically, your body holds love. Your body lives love. It expresses love. And just like your body is God, your body is love. So when any cell in your body is depleted or diseased, notice what happens. Every other cell, every healthy cell, comes to its aid. Why? Out of love, out of devotion, out of caring. Because every cell in your body knows that every other cell deserves the fullness of life. Your body loves you and is loving you every minute of every day, like right now, perhaps. Your body is making love to you now by pumping blood through your veins, by moving electricity through your nervous system, by keeping your heart beating in rhythm with the earth, by pulling life force and vitality from everywhere in the universe into you right now, by regulating your hormonal activity, by digesting and assimilating nutrients into your blood system. In short, by being totally, totally devoted to you every minute, every second, again, right now. In this sense, your body is perhaps your best friend. It's an everyday embodiment and manifesting of grace in your life. Your body, the expression of your divine source into your daily survival, security, healing, empowerment, fullness, happiness. In short, your body is God massaging you. Life loving you. Grace making love to you. Yourself giving you life. Your wisdom speaking truth to you organically. Your body is God whispering reminders to you about your deservingness, inviting you to the minute by minute inner ceremony of love that's happening in this sacred temple of the divine. Is this your experience? Your body as a temple of the divine? Your body is loving you, massaging you, and through you loving others? How often do you think of your body as that sacred, as that remarkable, as that not just embodiment of love, but that expressor of love every minute of every day? How often do you notice your body making love to you, bringing God to you into your experience every minute of every day? Well, you may or you may not. If not, or if only partially, that's totally understandable, because after all, we're not in our daily lives surrounded by that style of perception. Nonetheless, ask yourself, does this perception of your body, that it's a divine temple, it's an active God loving me, does this perception invite you? Does it feel like the deeper truth of your body? Or, as I'm talking here, do these words feel like your body speaking to you, inviting you? Does this feel like your truth? So let's play with this for just a moment. If you will, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to put a little music on just in the background. And I know, once again, you're saying, oh, that Bill, he's just amazing. Just when I think he's, just doing things the same way, he comes up with something absolutely remarkable. So with a little music in the background, let's focus on your body or any part of it that seems to be calling your attention right now. Here you are with your body. Look for God right there. Open to sensing or experiencing God's presence, God's love, God's embrace, even in the middle of what we might call a symptom or a condition or an illness. Let yourself feel your body embracing you. Yes, massaging you, consoling you, whispering bits of truth into your awareness. Yes, all of this from your body, from God as your body, from life in and through your body. Can you feel it? Even if for our mind it's a stretch to feel it, to think of it this way, is it an approach that calls you? In thinking of how to close this talk, I came up with some thoughts. And I'd like to share these thoughts with you, but more than that, if they feel right, I'd like to invite you to these thoughts. They're like affirmations or food for you to snack on. And as you might expect, there are 10 of them. I figured if 10 commandments were good enough for Moses, 10 thoughts about the body are good enough for us. The first is this: my body is divine. It's God right here inside me. Second, my body is sacred. It's a temple wherein sacred ceremony is happening now. Third, my body loves me. Yes, loves me. It's giving me its love and devotion right now. Fourth, my body adores me. It reminds me daily of the beauty of my divine nature. Fifth, my body is beautiful. It's the exact size, shape, and health that God wants for me right now, even if that changes tomorrow. Sixth, my body breathes life into me every moment, and I am blessed. Yes, I am blessed by life. Seventh, my body is me, really me, totally me, without the judgments of my mind, without the stories of my consciousness. Eighth, my body is fully enlightened, self-realized, awake, and so it deserves my total respect and honor. Ninth, my body is unlimited. Unlimited in its capacity and willingness to nurture, bless, and celebrate me. And I accept every one of its gifts. And tenth, My body is my best friend, my life partner, my alter ego, my uncluttered self. Yes, it's the me I've always wanted to be. And so, as we close, my wish for you is that you can, from this day forward, love your body. Recognize and appreciate its divine love for you, and feel God's infinite presence and blessings every day in this beautiful, precious being called your body. I thank you so much. I really actually got quite excited when I got this topic earlier today, and when I had the privilege of just sitting for a couple of hours, just letting the thoughts, the pictures, the downloads come to me from our group soul, if you will, from all of our individual souls. And I hope that the thoughts that I've shared really are echoed in your individualized way by your own all-knowing soul, and more than that, perhaps in this moment, by your all-knowing body. So what I'm going to do in just a moment is I'm going to unmute my phone and ask you to keep your phones unmuted just the way they are, unless you would like to share something. This time is really exciting to me. The next moments are not so much about what I have to say. They're really about what you have to say, because the beautiful thing about the Center for Soulful Living and the community aspect of it is that we all mentor each other. We all are teachers to each other. We all love and support each other. And so anything that you feel like saying that somehow in your heart or soul or your body feels like, yeah, this might be helpful to someone, or you just feel like sharing an experience you're having or a thought you're having or whatever, just with the sense that something deep in you says, let's share this so that others can benefit from it. As you know, this is not a question and answer time, and I invite you not to ask me any questions, because I truly want us to be teaching each other during this time. So if anybody does answer or ask a question, I simply will bypass it and move it back to our just being with each other. So let me unmute my... There, I think that is unmuted. And then let me ask, is there anyone who feels like sharing anything with us? It is our pleasure to just listen to what you have to say. Yeah, is there anyone who'd like to say anything? If so, just unmute your phone and just let us know your name, where you're from, and just say whatever you'd like.
Phil, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
J.S. outside Chicago.
Hello, J.S. from Chicago.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you for this incredible talk. I don't know how many people out felt uncomfortable at one point or another during the talk. I know I certainly did. But the call to heal. And my heart is so filled with gratitude to hear this message. And I ask if it's possible for those 10 commandments to be put out on the CSL website, if there's a way to do that. That would be wonderful as a reminder to all of us, because this is a call to all of us for great, great healing. And I know that I'm ready. And so I thank you all very, very much.
Well, J.S., I am so touched by what you've just said. And actually, as I was being in my receptive mode, getting clear about what to say here this evening, I really thought frequently of you and actually of a number of others who have anywhere from very special, what could be experientially difficult invitations in their bodies. And so I have felt like there was great wisdom in this talk. I will commit to taking these points and putting them on the CSL website in the sharing section. In the sharing section, as many of you know, we invite those who want to share something either from their writings or writings that they think would be inspirational or helpful to others to be on that section, and we will put it there. Since as of tomorrow morning I'm going to be out of town for quite a while, it may take a couple weeks before those get up there, though. But thank you. It's a great request, and I absolutely want to honor it. Anybody else want to share anything?
Bill?
Yes.
This is Mark.
Yeah. Hi, Mark.
Hi. I would, this is such a wonderful topic and relates to my experience when I close my eyes. Of course, my awareness, I say of course, goes to my body.
Mm-hmm.
But in that environment, I communicate with God.
Mm. Yes.
Or should I say God communicates with me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's like I sense that it's the environment where grace is allowed to be received.
Mm.
And it's not a one-time thing. It's an always available thing.
Mm-hmm.
Only I don't notice it so much when I'm running around.
Mm-hmm.
At any moment when I close my eyes, it's clear that there is a communion and a grace in constant offering that's being received, apparently, in this point or value of me.
Yes.
So it's actually, what I want to say is that it's an ongoing communication from the divine of his, her love in all of its manifestations. It's a place to communicate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mark, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your taking it to that that practical invitational space with us. I love what you said. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there someone else who'd like to share with us?
Hi, Bill. It's Elizabeth. Hi. I wanted to add something to what Mark was just saying.
Wonderful.
I guess in the past few weeks, this connection with my body has been so profound for me, and I've been experiencing for the first time what Mark was just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wanted to add is that the place for me where when I get busy or out of touch, the easiest way for me to reconnect is actually through my through this place on my arm where I have skin cancer. Brings me back into my body and where I always, I've had it for years and it's been this ongoing process, but when I'm disconnected, just bringing my awareness back to that point always reconnects me. And it's just ironic because for years I kept putting it off, saying it would eventually take care of itself or something that I would eventually be successful. But as it turns out, it's like this cancer has actually saved my life in many ways, you know, and bringing it into my body. So I'm sure other people have had experiences like that. But I just really wanted to share it with everyone.
Oh, I I'm so touched, and I so appreciate your sharing it in exactly the way you did, and especially that part about the skin cancer saving your life. Because obviously it takes, you have just taken it way beyond the sort of mental levels at which we live and usually relate to it. So thank you so much for that wisdom. That was just a beautiful invitation and reminder to each of us. And is there someone else who'd like to share with us?
Hello, Bill. This is Rick from
Hello, Rick.
I'd like to share a little experiment. I've been trying to, you know, find the tangible ways of what it means to love my body and to have it be something very real.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like opening up to this love experience in my heart, you know, of kind of making an intent. It works for me by intention, that I open up a place in my heart where the love is, you know, if I
mm-hmm.
find that I've contracted.
Yeah.
And it's this place of that divine feminine dark holdingness, and it seems to be really the part of me that really makes sense for love, rather than some kind of very directive, forceful, you know, kind of a yang thing. So,
yes, right.
So it's just kind of like, and then just paying attention to my body, opening my consciousness to the fact that I am in a body in this moment,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
with that heart space at
yes.
the same time, and in trusting that somehow there is some kind of connection between the two just by the holding of it all that way.
Wow. Wow. Did I cut you off? Are you?
No, I'm done.
Yeah. Even more feeling what you said, Rick, than hearing it, and I really got it. You started saying it was, I think, an experiment, and it sounds like it's been a fairly successful one. But I love the experiment or the leap of just sort of sinking into that heart space and that body and finding that link and letting your body in a sense be the guide into love. Thank you so much for that. It was beautifully, beautifully said.
Thank you.
And is there someone else who'd like to share anything with us?
Bill, this is Gail.
Yeah, hi, Gail.
Hi. Well, I had quite a day. I'm moving stuff out of my house because I'm having it heated tomorrow to send the termites to heaven. I spent hours and hours, 12 hours packing, and my body just felt horrible. I've been laying here on the floor thinking, oh, God, I have a belly dance class. How am I going to get there? And I just felt so bad, and my whole awareness was on how bad I felt. And then when you were speaking, I realized somehow I started to feel the gratitude that this body would support me in the way that it did today, the way that it does every single day. And the fatigue just left on that beautiful beam of love and light, of gratitude. So I thank you very much. It was just perfect timing.
Excellent. Wonderful. Thank you, Gail. And it really, what you're sharing really is an expression of what does happen and can happen when we just, let go into the body's deeper, deeper truth. Thank you so much. And I think we have time for one more sharing if somebody else would like to share anything.
Bill, this is Chris in Asheville.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Hi. I was so overjoyed with the contributions from all the people who've spoken and the people I know and those I don't as well. And I just wanted to, they all were so beautiful, and just to add to it, I find that the body is such a wonderful vehicle for communing with our environment. And when I say environment, I mean God in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I found that as my experience has deepened, that the feeling of the body is that it's no longer something solid, that it's really is that light and that love and the spaciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Feels a sense of hollowness that is a hollowness of the universe, like outer space and all the, you know, there's so, more space than there is solid matter.
Mm-hmm.
Between the atoms and between the electrons. And that in that, it becomes then such a fabulous vehicle, a gift, that allows me to experience and move through the universe, and just there's such joy in that.
Mm-hmm.
Woods and the mountains or something, and it's not just seeing, but the body just interacting with that environment in such a way that connects it or communes with God in the surroundings.
Whoa, Chris, that was absolutely beautiful. And and as you were talking, I was with the body as we've been talking about it, like your body, and then looking at that body manifested in just another perceived form in the hills and the trees and the mountains and all the space around, and then just feeling that resonance of the divine in it all. Thank you. Your mystical yet very, very practical perception and sharing was wonderful. I so appreciate that. Thank you. And I really thank each and every one of you for being such, in your sharing, for being so expressive of the voice of the body. And that's what I feel has just happened, is that the truth of the body, the wisdom of the body, the loving invitation of the body just found words and expression, not just through my mouth, but through yours as well. And each of us who've been listening to what you've shared have profited enormously, and thank you for being that blessing with us and for us. I'd love to dedicate the next maybe 10 minutes or so to a meditative experience. And because this is a teleconference on the phone, we'll bypass the silent part of it that usually in a meditation is there. And yet I do want to say, if any of you feel like just being in a quiet, inner, non-verbal space, feel free to just tune my words out. I'm going to mute the phone once again. And I think I'll try turning on the music again. By the way, this music is from a little album called Reflections of Fairy, F-A-E-R-I-E, by Gary Stadler. And it's just a precious, precious thing. And I played track two, which is Lullaby, and then I'm going to play that again, and then it'll probably go into track three, which is called Heart Song. So just let yourself be in whatever space you feel is just right for you. And if you will, let yourself be very, very present to your body. Your precious, divine, wonderful, loving, embracing body. As you let yourself just sink into your body's love, your body's beautiful embrace, as you feel held, nurtured, supported, as perhaps you feel yourself moving into oneness with your body, as you notice your body coming alive simply because it's got what it so often doesn't, your total, total, total attention. And as you and your body merging into unity, find that space of mutual love, respect, even adoration. Please know please know that it's all God. It's all the divine everything of life that's present here. And what better expressor of that life than this miraculous being called your body? What greater manifestation and embodiment of God than this organic light being that we call body? How miraculously beautiful is this body as it has served you from the very, very moment of your conception. From the very point at which your dynamic soul merged with it and said up front to your body, "You are me and I am you, and my love shall live in you and radiate out into every element of the being that is about to become human for the rest of this sacred person's life." From that moment, the divine touch was present on earth, the divine incarnated in you. And even though in our minds we often forget and feel adrift and separated and cut off, it is true that in our bodies there is no forgetting. Every cell in your body sings the song of God and Goddess every day. Every atom and subatomic particle vibrates and resonates the celebration of life. And every part of your body picks it up and feels like it's going to church, going to synagogue, going to mosque every day. Yes, every day, but right here, right now especially, can you experience God vibrating, resonating, touching you as your body gently pumps God in the form of blood through you? As your body lovingly takes the heartbeat of the divine and microcosmically generates that heartbeat rhythmically in you, so that with each beat of the heart you can join your body in singing the song of celebration of life, knowing that life's sacred ceremony is at work in you, here, now. Could it be any better? The divine, here, living in every symptom, using that symptom as a special message, perhaps a message to unconditional self-love, using that symptom or that condition as a special way of loving you and helping you get unattached to the seeming theory of perfection and get attached to perfection as only your body knows how to bring it to you. how beautiful you are in, through, and as this body and every aspect of you. What a wondrous song your body sings every day, expressing joy at the beauty, the utter, utter beauty that you are. Yes, right now, your precious sacred body knows no judgment, no discrimination, no condemnation. This beautiful divine body that is you knows and now celebrates your divine wonder. In just a moment, I'll turn this over to Donna, who can add her own precious words. And as I prepare to leave you this evening, please, please, in whatever way it feels right to you, love that body of yours, and perhaps more important, feel its loving embrace of you as often as you care, as often as you dare. And if you dare every moment of every day, please know this body is sacred, and so are you. Donna, whenever you're ready, if you would just put special icing on this cake, we would love it. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I know on behalf of everyone to say thank you for this wonderful hour. It seems like every month we say this is the best one, and then we have the next month and we get another best one. I'd just like to say I think we've had a wonderful invitation to each of us tonight. For some, it will be intensifying a wonderful relationship that you have with your body. For some, it'll be an invitation to a new relationship with your body. For all of us, it's an invitation for additional love of this wonderful body in every way that it serves us, and to see it in its perfection. And so I'd like to say a wonderful thank you to all of you by saying how beautiful you all are. So if you would unmute your phones, we can have a big goodbye.
Wonderful. Donna, thank you so much. And now that nobody's listening, I'll say I like your body a lot, too.
Oh,
my gosh. Was someone listening? Oh, no. Thank you, everybody, so much. This has been just grand. I love you. Donna loves you. Eleanor loves you. We are just so, so, so excited to have had this sacred, sacred time. Let's all say bye-bye.
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 Yay.
Bye. Thanks for joining us.
Yay. See you
Thank
next
you.
Month.
Take care.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.